What's up, Disruptive Innovation? It's Ashley Tajay.
Hi, everybody. It's Tasha.
What's up, DI fam? It's Nikki.
Yes, and this is our sidebar episode 5.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Cinco, right?
Cinco.
Yeah,
feels good to be back on the mic, guys.
Yes, yes, it do.
Definitely does.
I miss everybody.
Yes.
You too.
We got a lot. We got a lot in entertainment, the entertainment world, to catch up on. I know, like everybody else, during this whole summer, we was waiting on Power to come back.
Yes. Yes.
It's officially back.
Officially back.
So, what did y'all think?
We were super, super excited that we couldn't wait until Sunday. We could only wait until Saturday at 12:01, which was totally worth it.
Yeah.
Until the intro came on, the theme song. Yeah, I was like very excited until I thought I was going to hear Joe. And I heard, I don't know that guy's name. No, I'm only joking. Trey Songz, which I was pissed.
You thought you were watching a bootleg version of the
That's
show?
What I yeah.
Immediately.
Wait, wait, wait. What happened?
I was like, hello?
Yeah. I was like, WTF. Like, what is going on? Like, seriously?
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling that. I feel like if it's not messed up, why fix it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I'm with you. I wasn't feeling it at all.
No, and it was just like, what?
And no shade to Trey Songz, but Joe can sing. He doesn't sing. Mm. He sings. And Trey Songz sings.
Oh, wow.
Like, I guess it's a new generation type thing. I just felt like maybe because 50 Cent built a relationship with him, you felt the need to do that, which I thought in terms of a power move, nigga, you failed.
Oh,
that was an epic fail. Yeah. You should have kept Joe. Joe did it perfectly. There was nothing wrong with the theme song.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure what's something on there. I posted.
Yeah.
You remember the scene from what the heck is the movie? Oh God, what's Love Got to Do with It?
Yes.
When anime's in the
Yes.
She's in the booth singing.
Yes.
And Ike is on the outside. And he's like, you better sing that thing like
right.
I told you to sing that
exactly.
Thing. You know? They got one of them circling around with the theme song.
Oh,
yo, dead. That and like that embodied my entire feeling.
Seriously, though.
It made no sense.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That was an absolute coolest meme for that situation because it wasn't right. No shade to, if it sounds like I've been throwing shade to Trey Songz, I'm sorry. I'm not saying that because I like some of his music, but I just feel like in that setting, Joe executed it on season one. So why change it? He just should... 50 Cent shouldn't have changed it. But 50 Cent is always doing shit that he shouldn't do. So this doesn't surprise me. I just thought as far as making an executive decision, nigga, you should have let somebody else do that.
Oh, well, rest in peace to Angela.
Yo.
Oh.
That shit was crazy, right?
She gotta go.
But it was kind of like...
She said she
it was
gotta
her time.
Go.
It was her time. It was her time. It was her time.
I didn't think...
It was her time.
Well,
right.
Well,
it was
like,
her time.
Be honest. Like, did you think she was gonna live?
You know
she
what?
Got shot directly in the chest.
Yeah, but I feel like they was going to do something and bring her back. I didn't think they was going to kill her.
That was cold. I ain't going to lie to you. It was cold. I like it, though. I like
that.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I thought it was
no
perfect.
Mercy type shit. Like,
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, if he would have never started messing with her, we would have never been in this problem. So she had to go.
You had to go.
She was the common denominator for everything. She had to go.
I would have to disagree with you. I think
Ghost
is
the common denominator.
Ghost was, but then again, she started, you know, getting in her feelings. Now you want to be a cop. Now you don't want to be a cop. Now we're going to cover it up. Now I'm going to tell you stuff that I
that because she was already
by Angie.
No.
And for that nigga to be wild, disrespectful, and talk about like why he the woman I love is dead. What about your daughter? You ain't have all that for Raina.
Right. What happened when Raina died?
When Raina died, niggas was just like,
He ain't say like he didn't even shed a tear.
Nothing.
Like he went about his business like everything was good. Your side bitch died and now you can't function.
Like
yeah.
Boy,
I take problem with that.
Yeah.
I do
because he didn't even go that hard with trying to find and kill Raina's killer.
No, Tariq did that
for real.
Tariq held it down for Raina.
You know what? And we always talk about Tariq like you know, oh, you know, he's spoiled, he's this, he's that. But you know what?
He right.
I fucks with Tyreek. Like, I do. I understand why he feels the way he feels.
I feel like this season gonna be his comeback.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. And but then Ghost, like, really went. You pumped so many bullets into Tommy's car.
Yo,
like,
that can you come back from that?
No,
can that friendship
no.
come
oh,
back?
No, never. No. Now I thought after the fighting, I was thinking maybe they can, you know what I mean? Pull because they both had and don't misunderstand me. I think Tommy was legit in trying to kill Ghost because Ghost manipulated this man to kill his father.
Oh, I
like seriously,
Teresi had to die.
He did have to die.
No, he Especially did. He knew he too did, much. But his son shouldn't have had to do it. If Ghost was a real nigga, he should have done it.
Facts. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. So I disagree with that. But my thing is, and Angela, bitch, stop trying to save everybody. That bullet was for Ghost.
Girl,
and
she moved to the left.
And that's right. What I'm
to
saying.
The left. Beyonce done told you a long time ago. The fuck is rewriting script? Like, what are we
and
doing?
That's why.
Right. That's what happened.
Can we talk to the ladies happened. For a minute?
I'm telling Please. You.
Listen, if your man keep putting you in some problematic shit, and you keep gotten to save his ass, girl, to the left, to the left.
Let's go.
Stop jumping in front of bullets for these men that don't do shit for you.
And that whole ride or die shit that went out in the 90s.
I don't even think her situation was even a ride or die. I think it was just she was in too deep. And it's like, yo, now if you go under, we all go under. I think that was what it really was. I don't really think it was ride or die.
And I truly believe that they had an intimate connection and not sexual. I mean, they really did have a connection,
they
really did. So I felt like the response would be a typical response for someone who is truly deeply in love with someone, and you look up and you see their best friend trying to kill them. Your instant reaction would be to move them, but I would have went with him down to the ground. Fuck if I'm gonna move you and stand in the way. Like, where they do that? You know. So I just felt like, oh, she really wasn't thinking. She wasn't.
She never was thinking though.
That's true.
From the beginning,
when it came to him,
she never was thinking.
That's always been her.
Yeah.
Always been her.
And I wouldn't even went back to that.
And we in deep now.
Deep.
Yeah. We in deep. I'm so curious to see how this plays out. I think there's only gonna be a couple people left that are alive at the end of this.
What's your prediction?
More people are going to die.
What's your prediction, though? Give us a little light something. Who do you think is going to last? At the final episode, who do you think is going to be left standing, between Tasha, Tariq, James, or Tommy?
I don't think none of them are going to die. But, I don't think they're going to die. No.
Okay.
They're going to make it.
Okay.
I think they're going to make it. But I think, like, people in the way, they're not making it. What's the name? What's his name?
Who?
One that's snitching? Rotimi? He's not going to make it.
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay, yeah. We knew he was
Dre. He's not going to make it. I have a strong feeling Lala's either going to end up going to jail touching a gun and then throwing it in.
That was dumb.
Dumb.
What the heck? I was thinking, like, listen.
Like,
there's got to be a better way to dispose of a weapon.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like she's either going to get caught, go to jail, because he can't even take the rap for that because he had on gloves. His prints are not on it. So even if he says, oh, no, I did it, they're going to be like, but her prints are on the gun.
Yeah, like, who does that?
You can't even take
it. If I'm disposing a gun, I feel like, first of all, if I'm throwing it in the water, like he told me, I'm taking the clip out.
Yep.
I'm taking piece by piece by piece out.
Exactly.
I'm burning the metal, and I'm throwing one piece in at a time.
Exactly.
Good luck piecing that shit together.
And wiping it all down.
I'll calm the fuck on. You're not messing with me.
That's true. No, you're right.
Like, you're bugging out. You're going to take it right out of your purse?
Yep.
Girl.
Yeah, that was kind of
with your
nice.
Whole hand and just dump it?
Exactly.
Goodbye.
So I think her, Dre, they're not going to make it to the end.
Dre definitely not making it to the end.
He's not.
Yo. When Tommy popped that dude, the Spanish dude,
whoo,
that was kind of crazy.
I love that type of shit.
But I did. But I was like, he had to do it though.
He had to.
Yeah, because you had to set precedent at that moment.
That
like,
real,
if you're in a position of power,
you had to do it.
I love. Give me more of that.
Yes.
Like, who are you to start popping off?
Yeah.
First of all, why were you so comfortable doing that?
That's my
And y'all
thing.
Weren't even alone. You were in a room full of people. Right. You know Tommy was going to boss up on you. Right. You felt too comfortable. Tommy just, bang, bang.
And we not friends.
But at, exactly. But also, too, though, at the same time, he was really salty because his face did look fucked up, though. And that's what the guy was talking about. Like, yo, you see that shit? Like,
yeah, but after the first joke and you say, all right. Yeah. And then you keep going, like, come on, it's either you're going to stop or I'm going to stop.
Like, he was antagonizing.
He was.
You can't do that.
You and your girlfriend knowing that he's talking about ghosts. Like, niggas know it's ghosts. They know that. So it's like, you pushing it.
Yeah.
Should have let it go.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
I was like,
and the little short nigga with the fro with the glasses. Yes. Crazy funny.
But see, they held it down. So I feel like Tommy, if he gonna trust anybody, he needs to trust them. And he needs to trust the tall one.
The one who cleaned it up. He does. I don't think he trusts anybody.
He don't trust anybody, but I feel like it's good that he sees that because they're gonna be down for whatever he's down with because that's they true. Want the product to sell.
Yeah, it's about
so it's
money.
Like that's what it is. Yeah. Now I think he should have killed the friend. I wouldn't have let him survive.
Oh shit.
Talking about don't say nothing, you know, come on, he gonna slip up.
Nah, because
you think so?
I feel like that's a power move. Yeah. Like, listen, here's the thing. I'm gonna put you now I'm gonna put you against your own will. You wanna be a boss.
Yeah.
So it's either you're gonna be loyal to yourself or you're gonna fuck up. Like that's how you compromise people. I love that shit.
Yeah. No, like, I agree with you on that one.
Boss
no,
like shit.
No, seriously. I agree. Killing that dude wouldn't have been a smart move. Giving him a choice, mm-hmm. and he made his choice, respect it, let's move on.
Yeah.
And I thought that was, yeah.
So
but,
boy, he's walling out.
Yeah, but I feel like the only person that's going to leave left standing, I believe, will be Tasha, and I don't know why, I want to say Tommy. I think Ghost is going to die. I don't think he's going to make it. I think he's either going to get locked up or he's going to be killed. I don't think he's going to make it to the end.
There's really no evidence to put him in, though.
You know what? I could kind of see Tommy living and Tyreek. And Tyreek's going to have his alliance to Tommy.
Ooh.
And not his alliance to Ghost.
You think Tasha's going to die, though?
You think Tasha's going to die?
There's no reason for Tasha to die.
No.
Yeah.
Now, maybe leave,
if anything,
but I don't think die.
I could see Tasha having to go to jail. For some fucked up reason, I could see like them being able to pin some shit on Tasha.
They might because her man.
Do you think he's dead? I really don't think he's dead.
No, I do.
I think you do? You think he's dead?
I do, yeah.
He didn't snap his neck though. You gotta understand. He didn't snap his neck. He put him to sleep. You didn't hear the crack noise.
Mm.
So I'm thinking he's in the trunk and somebody's gonna find him.
That would be great.
And then he's gonna stay alive and then he's gonna help her conspire against Ghost. And get him locked up.
I don't think he would even try and do something against Ghost. I think he might be like, nah.
I'm about to leave this room.
Yeah, I can't do this. It's not even right.
Oh, okay.
It's
all right.
In a trunk.
Yeah, true.
Like, you know, like, what's next? If I snitch on him?
Nowhere.
What about Proctor? I love Proctor.
Oh, my gosh.
I think Proctor's good. I don't think Proctor, like, there's nothing to worry about with him. He's in too deep, too. They know too much about him.
He's crazy.
So, yeah, so it's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, some people say he's not loyal, but I say, no, he's a loyal motherfucker.
I think he's loyal.
Loyal.
Yeah.
No, fuck that.
Proctor's definitely loyal. And I feel like if they were smart, they got to get rid of the white detective. He has to go.
He has to go. Yeah, the one that got the body and all that.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he gotta go. I can't remember his name. I don't even want to know his name, but he has to go.
Yeah, he
Cooper Sacks.
Cooper Sacks.
He gotta go. No, I don't think he should go. Although he was really, really mean to Angela.
He was.
I don't think he has to go because of that. I just feel like you digging too deep. There, you don't have anything.
I'm super curious about this case that they're going to build against everybody. And the new chief. He's not a chief of police, but what is he?
I
don't know what it was, but honestly, he seemed like he really wasn't down with it.
I'm curious about what they're going to build, how they're going to build
how?
It.
But to me, I feel like they're not going to get anything. That girl saying that she knows his voice, he killed my boyfriend, there's no proof.
Like no, definitely
there's no
not.
Proof.
Build a case on that.
No.
Exactly.
Like,
you can't.
No, that's crazy.
No, I think what the angle was is that James lured Angela to their old place because he heard that there was a female witness. And he just didn't know. Yeah, and he just assumed it was her.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, you gotta, first of all, they're digging up her body because the sister now gave them permission to do an autopsy. She's annoying. Now that's where it's gonna get a little tricky. And you
I don't like the sister.
Listen, if that was my sister, I'd probably feel the same way.
Like, I would feel the same way in that. All right, I understand why she gives them permission and all that, but it's like you can't put that blame only on Jamie.
Yeah,
I mean, I could kind of see that. If that was your sister, you'd probably be like, no.
No, if it were my sister, I'm blaming them both.
You would hate him.
I would. I would hate him, but I would be pissed at my sister too. And I'm like, yo, you put yourself in this situation. Period. You're the reason why you're dead. Like, you, all the signs. There were so many red flags that told you don't do it.
And the sister said it from the beginning.
Run away.
Yep. Remember, the sister was like, "Stay away."
Yeah, you went towards the fire instead of running away from it. So
and they had so many like chances to leave and came right back.
But see, deeper than that, that's what happens to us a lot on a daily basis when we think we're in love, or even it's not even a think you're in love. If you believe that you're in love, you'll do things that you sometimes just can't explain.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So I think their story was actually a phenomenal love story. It did have a lot of ups and downs, like, and there were a lot of negative things attributing and trying to keep them apart. But what ultimately kept them together was not seeing each other after, what, 18 years?
I don't remember the number.
Yeah, I think they said 18 years.
Yeah, it was a minute.
And then coming back and, like, picking up like you never missed a beat. There's something to that.
No, I think their connection was genuine.
Well, most definitely.
No, it definitely was. Genuine. It definitely was. All right,
so question. What's up with this next episode? Do you think we losing some people? People dying in this next episode or not?
No.
I think, yeah, because I think there was too much happening at the first episode that they got to tone it down a little bit.
Build
up
plot a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We definitely do. You can't be... I mean, although... We just can't. The final season has to be good. They have to pace themselves, but I do believe that they're going to give us something each episode that's going to be like, yo!
Yeah.
Definitely something to talk about afterwards.
Yeah, but we're looking forward to a final season. Yeah.
Exactly. I can't wait. I'm going to be tuning in with everybody else.
Yes, me too.
Yep. And we out.
What's up, y'all?
Yes. Thank you for listening, everybody.